This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The COVID and vaccine evangelist will never admit the truth. Even if you unmask them and threaten to breathe all over their faces, they are going to hold their lie. Got to stick to it. Got to make you believe the unbelievable. That doesn't stop me from ridiculing these mental midgets and their so-called experts. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. It's okay if you fell for it. I'm not mad at you. It was a propaganda exercise, and some people went for it. A few didn't. I was among those that didn't. But if you went for it, it's okay. As long as when you found out that you had been lied to, you changed your mind, unlike some of these absolute ideologues that say, oh, it's still the same, Kevin. If experts, and I use my finger quotes, taught us anything, is that they're full of crap. They're the Cliff Clavins of information. Which brings me to this truth. Long COVID is the global climate farce of COVID. And it began with this ration of BS that Americans got once the Chinese unleashed their bioengineered virus with the help of the NIH and Dr. Fauci the fraud. And along with the lies of COVID mortality and vaccine effectiveness, we have a new development that explains what many of us already knew. You ready? There is no such thing as long COVID. I remember one of my buddies, he said to me, yeah, Kevin, man, this thing really hit me. I got long COVID. And I remember looking at him going, long COVID versus what? Short COVID versus what? Ugly, fat COVID? What COVID? Are you serious? You got something that is impacting you. And this is, whether it's long or short, it's like saying I have long diabetes. You got diabetes or you don't have diabetes. And I get there are different types of it, but it is long and short. You might have type A, type B, whatever. You just like there's acute and chronic leukemia. One may be worse than the other, but it long COVID. And I know you're going, Kevin, you're not making, you're making a bigger point. No, I'm not. I'm telling you, COVID is going to impact you differently than it's going to impact somebody else. You could have, how many people do you know had COVID and had different experiences with it? I can tell you mine. First COVID I got, man, I fought it like the flu. Almost killed me. I can't even exaggerate that. I was very close to thinking, man, is this really going to be worth the fight? And then the next time I got it, I barely knew it. How many people do you know had it once, twice tested? They tested once, twice, three times for COVID. I mean, and didn't even know. I remember the lady that tested me the first time. She said, she goes, I didn't even know I had it until I was cooking. And I couldn't taste the food. You don't even know you have it. So, you know, look, it's going to impact you differently. But this idea that there's some long version, you know, debilitating. I told you guys, when I first got the COVID and I fought it, I had a resonance like a hum in my bones. That didn't go away for probably a year. Was I experiencing long COVID? Here's what they said. The risk of long COVID have been distorted due to a flawed body of research, according to experts. Scientists from the U.S., U.K., and Denmark are pointing to overly broad definitions and a lack of comparison groups, among other factors, in studies looking at the incidence, prevalence, and control of long COVID for the distortion. The paper was published in the BMJ Evidence-Based Medicine, investigates the working definitions of the conditions of the condition provided by multiple global health organizations, and it includes the CDC, the WHO, and the UK Institute for Health. None of the definitions require a causal link between the virus and a range of symptoms. The flaws have led to consequences such as, quote, increased public anxiety, misdiagnoses, increased health care spending, and a diversion of funds from those who are actually suffering from the long-term effects of COVID-19. So, again, I go back to long COVID. There's long-term effects of lots of stuff, everything. You could long any disease. They create these things. They create these labels so that we all are going, oh, let's see what else we can do and put money at and throw it at. And we threw trillions of dollars at this nonsense. But here's what's interesting. Despite the new evidence that suggests that long COVID is as believable as Whoopi Goldberg being a former Victoria's Secret model, this is how Bloomberg, fake news Bloomberg, reports this as of September 23rd of this very year. Finally, the hunt for answers about long COVID is yielding some clues. A new study led by the Icahn School of Medicine at Mount Sinai and the Yale School of Medicine and published in Nature defines some critical differences in certain biomarkers of people with long COVID. The next step is even more critical, coming up with a way to cure them. Okay, so what they're telling you is this disease has entered your body and it's morphing per your own metabolism. And they're trying to identify the markers and say this is long COVID versus this is short, fat, ugly COVID. And now we think we're getting closer. And they go on, a massive number of people in the U.S. are dealing with lingering symptoms. Two new reports this week from the CDC. See, that when you start mentioning the CDC, and I go, oh, okay, found that, get this, in 2022, some 18 million adults said they had ever had long COVID, with about 8.8 million currently suffering from the condition. In that time, get this, roughly 1 million children have been affected, with about 360,000 children reporting an ongoing case. Now, do this. Google the numbers of long COVID and the number of kids who've died from COVID, long COVID, short, fat, ugly COVID, pockmarked face COVID, you name it. Just Google it. When we come back, I'm actually going to talk to you about the details of this and give you some data so you get a chance to put it in perspective. Because it's a massive bankrupting of the country, quite frankly, overnight.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it. And you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-257-3672. 800-257-3672. 800-257-3672. That's 800-257-3672.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Every time I hear Long COVID, I think of that Little Richard song. Long toss salad, chili, really good. I don't even know the words, but it makes me think of it because I think of it as just a farce. I do understand there are lingering symptoms to whatever. There are lingering symptoms to colds. There are lingering symptoms to flus. And I'm not telling you that things don't go longer. I told you I had... for a year, I had a resonance when I got COVID. I had a resonance, like a little low voltage hum. Actually, it wasn't a low voltage. It was a high frequency kind of hum. Like almost like I had a little nervousness in my bones, and it went from my knees to my shoulders, and I could not get done with it. I mean, I tried to exercise it out. I tried everything, and couldn't get rid of it. You want to call it long COVID? It was a byproduct of COVID that I got, and I don't know about you, but I didn't need a lot of research. It would have been nice to know what it was, but I didn't need a lot of research on it, and I didn't need to give it a new name or whatever. Long COVID resonance? LCR. Kevin had LCR. They love to give acronyms to this kind of stuff. COVID is a ruse. Don't misunderstand me. The disease was real, created in a biolab, thanks to Fauci, the NIH, I get it, the Chinese, all colluding to see if they could do gain of function and make something more deadly than what it was. And let me tell you, if you don't think that the governments of the world are working on population control, mind control, body control, things that can turn you on and off, you're out of your mind. I remember reading Michael Connelly. What book was it? Anyway, he was talking about nanotech. And I'm fascinated. He's one of the most gifted writers, because a guy could write about Jurassic Park and he'll write the Andromeda Strain. But he was talking about nanotech and how it would go in to infiltrate the body and help and heal and things like this. And I was thinking, yeah, help and heal, but it also doesn't know what to do once it's helped and healed. What's going to be the byproduct of that? It's kind of like these surveys where a cup of coffee a day is not bad for you. Then they go, if you have more than two cups of coffee a week, well, you're in bad shape. Or two a day, or red wine, or butter, or you name it. Gluten. Everything's gluten-free when only a small percentage of the population is allergic to gluten. But we deal with it because the experts, this is better for you. Unsaturated fat, saturated fat, unadulterated, non-binary, LGBT fat. What are the fat? I don't know what fats are good or bad. And let me tell you, when I read a government survey, I still don't know. My grandmother cooked with Crisco, and everybody in my family lived to be 185. And have you ever seen Crisco? But by the way, Crisco is super white. I'm not getting all racial on you, but it's super white. When it breaks down, it's white. In the skillet, it's clear. It's opaque, see-through. Break down olive oil or some of these vegetable oils. They got coloring. Is that legit? Do they add that color? My grandmother cooked everything in Crisco. And here's the other thing. She would then save it. She would take say she cooked pork chops. She would pour that grease out with the little pork chop particles and all back into a Crisco can that sat on top of the stove, and she would reuse that oil. And I'm talking about reuse it for months. I don't know what it is. Crisco is like honey. People say honey is the food that doesn't spoil. Neither does Crisco. Because my grandmother cooked with Crisco. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Especially if you're poor and black. You had a great grandmother or grandmother that had Crisco can or some can sitting on top of her stove. Well, she recaptured grease. Yeah, I know what I'm talking about. Anyway, we're talking about long COVID. I call it the climate change farce of COVID, because that's what it is. It's a farce. We got to study this. We got to study that. You study it in the context of the human body. Don't study it for this. They were throwing money at COVID. You hear COVID, study. Let's study. Let's study. I think the Chinese have enough studies of this. They know what it's doing. I think the NIH has funded it enough. I looked it up, though. I looked up the kids that have died. And I have the numbers. From January of 2020 to June of 2023, which is essentially 3.5 years, 776 children under the age of 4 have died from COVID, and 1,171 children ages 5 to 18. That is a grand total of 1,947 children who have died supposedly from COVID. We don't know, but let's just go with it. Let's use that number. And let's make it an easy 2,000 just for easy math, relatively easy math. So a 3.5 period, less than 2,000 kids under the age of 18 have died from COVID. Now, I looked up the leading causes of death for children in the United States. You ready? In 2016, there were 20,360 deaths among children and adolescents. More than 60% resulted from injury-related cases, which include 6 of the leading causes of death. So, of that 20,360, 60% of them, which is roughly 12,000 deaths, came from 6 of the 10 leading causes of death. And it's going to shock you, I know, to learn that COVID is not in the top 6 of the leading causes of death. Motor vehicle crash, firearm related, and an intended suicide, homicide, unintentional, or undetermined. So this is how they measure. So I'm going to give you some numbers. Unintentional injuries were the most common type of death, injury-related death, 57%. They were 7,047 of 12,336 deaths. Among intentional injuries, suicide was slightly more common, 21%, which it was 2,560, then homicide, which was 20%, 2,469 deaths by homicide. So the major killer of kids is unintentional injury, over 7,000 deaths in 2016. Next was suicide, 2,560. Then homicide, 2,469. Number one deaths among adolescents, 7,047 unintentional. Over triple the number who have died from COVID. That's a single year. That's triple the number who have died from COVID of all time. And worse, there are more suicides in a year than there are COVID deaths and homicides. Now, you compare this to the 556 deaths from COVID each year. If you believe that number, that's the number. I mean, roughly 1,900 and something, over a 3.5-year period, 556 kids die as an average from COVID. And tell me, why are we studying this for kids? Why are we talking about vaccinating kids? You get it? Of course you get it. Legislators need to stop wasting our money.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The president's son, Hunter Biden, will appear in federal court today in Delaware. Expect an alert on your cell phone tomorrow at 2:20 p.m. Eastern. That's when a nationwide test will activate everyone's phones, as well as all radios and TVs. The White House urging Congress to increase aid to Ukraine in its conflict with Russia. This follows Congress's passing a temporary bill to fund the government until mid-November, which did not include support for Kyiv. Pope Francis opening the door for some Catholic priests to bless same-sex unions. Francis said forms of blessings could be granted on an occasional basis while calling on clergy to show kindness, patience, and understanding toward the topic. Corey Myers, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I admit it. I like watching when leftism spirals in on itself, and that's what's happening right now in immigration. And I remember the good old days, folks, when leftists explained how great immigration is for America, and they weren't talking about legal immigration, because legal immigration has been great for America. They were talking about illegal immigration as being great for America. Now here's Sheldon Whitehouse talking about immigration and what it's brought to this country when it's done the right way, which is the legal way, the difficult way to get into this country. And it should be difficult to get into this country. It should be difficult to get into your family. It should be difficult to get into your inner circle. It should be difficult to join your company. You discriminate, you discern, you look for everything you can to weed out the people that don't deserve to be in your life. Whether it's the mate to one of your children, whether it's your own mate. Whether it's a friend, whether it's people that you're going to go into business with, people you're going to associate with in whatever way, form, or fashion, you are very selective in how you let those people in. You're selective about the people you let in your home. You're selective about the things you tell to certain people. You will tell your deepest, darkest secrets to some people, and you won't tell what you had for breakfast to others. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Here's Sheldon Whitehouse, Republican, talking about what legal immigrants bring to the United States. I'm not going to play the whole clip, but you'll get the gist.
Today's hearing discusses a powerful tool in our toolkit, and that is immigration. Economists and experts agree that expanding lawful immigration pathways to the U.S. will grow our workforce, our productivity, and our economy. Reforming our decades-old immigration laws is long overdue. Congress has been trying to reform the system for the entire time that I've been in the U.S. Senate. In the 11 years since creating the DACA program, we have not yet passed permanent protections for Dreamers, whose fate now lies with the Supreme Court. Real human consequences to this delay play out in the lives of immigrants, their families, employers, and communities. People are frightened and people are suffering. This includes people seeking refuge and safety. This includes many essential workers. And as one of our witnesses today will testify, this includes people who grew up here, built a life here, and then had to give it all up when our immigration laws failed them. There are also serious economic consequences. A landmark study on the economics of immigration by the National Academy of Sciences found unequivocally that immigration is integral to America's economic growth. At all skill levels and at all education levels, immigrants boost our economy. Immigrants are about 80% more likely to start a business than those born in the U.S., and immigrant entrepreneurs create jobs for U.S.-born workers. More than one in five small businesses in the U.S. is immigrant-owned, and more than 40% of Fortune 500 companies were founded by an immigrant or the child of an immigrant.
Now, just so you know, I'm no fan of White House. He's for climate change, and he's a rhino, as far as I'm concerned. He's a leftist. I'll put it that way. He's a leftist. But he's right on this. Legal immigration. But you notice he never made the distinction, did he? Yeah. They don't want to tell you legal immigration is what gives you all this benefit, not illegal immigration. And they leave that conveniently out because that's when you can sense maybe it's not all they're cracked up to be. But here's what I really like about the whole situation with the situation with immigration. What I like about it is when you watch these leftists have to spin on themselves. Governor Hochul, for example, no longer going to be a sanctuary governor. Here's what she had to say about illegals.
So an hour ago, I have 16 agencies sending volunteers, identifying the individuals who can benefit, and let's get them into the jobs we have.
Just real quick before we go, does this make you understand better what border cities have been going through for years?
Of course we do. Of course we do. We need a strong federal immigration policy, full stop. And that's why instead of talking about shutting down the government, I'm calling on the 9 Republican members of Congress from New York and the rest of our Republican leadership in Washington to do the right thing and meet with President Biden and come up with a comprehensive immigration plan that deals with the border but also takes care of the people here. That's what we need.
New York, no longer a sanctuary state. We talked about it the other day. A swath of counties in New York said, don't send immigrants to us. You keep them in New York City. They don't want them anymore. As of May of this year, it was give us your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to be free. And now New York is saying something completely different. You've got the mayor, the governor of New York saying we need to talk about comprehensive immigration reform. Now, they weren't talking about this when we were talking about H-1B-1 visas for Indians or Brits. No, now they're talking about it because they're tired of these people coming in to take billions of dollars off their bottom lines. Suddenly now, the immigrant is no longer cost neutral or, as I've heard Schumer and others put it, cost positive. They want you to believe when somebody comes over here with nothing more than a shirt on their back, they're cost positive. And you know what they do? They conflate the real immigrant issues, the legal immigrant issues, with those of illegals and try to convince you that you're crazy. You're crazy, man. You must be crazy. You're tonto. Silly. You're not silly. You know that when people come over here and they've earned their way and they want to work, they are productive. They are productive, sadly, more productive per capita than an average American. But when they come over here illegally, don't believe it. They are not productive. They hide in the shadows. They don't do anything the right way. They can't even foster a sense of creativity because they're in that mindset of, I could be found out. And I'm not telling you it's certainly not a good thing, but who brought it on? It wasn't like we brought it on. They brought it on themselves when they came to this country illegally. Here's Hochul, the second quote, where she essentially is saying, we're done with being a sanctuary state. We're done with paying the bills. Welcome to the party, pal.
It can be done. This can be done in a bipartisan way, comprehensive immigration reform.
What specifically do you want?
Numbers people can come in. Well, we want them to have a limit on who can come across the border. It is too open right now. People coming from all over the world are finding their way through, simply saying they need asylum, and the majority of them seem to be ending up in the streets of New York, and that is a real problem for New York City. 125,000 newly arrived individuals. And we are being taxed. Now, we are always so proud of the fact that New York has the Statue of Liberty in our harbor. We are one of the most diverse places on earth because of our welcoming nature and it's in our DNA to welcome immigrants. But there has to be some limits in place, and Congress has to put more controls at the border and not in this budget threat, shutdown threat. Talk about eliminating positions for Border Patrol when we actually need to double or quadruple those numbers. So get back to work and do your jobs.
Wow. To hear her, you would never believe that New York was a sanctuary state. New York City was a sanctuary city. These counties were, ooh, bring us your immigrants. There's never been a better time to make the distinction between legal and illegal than right now. Every single positive thing that comes out of immigration comes through the legal system. There is nothing good that comes out of the illegal system. Nothing. Nothing good that the legal system doesn't offer. If you go, well, Kevin, it does make a lot of entrepreneurs in the drug trade, or it does make a lot of entrepreneurs in the human trafficking trade, yeah, then you're right. It does good. But if you don't condone drug trafficking and human trafficking, sex trafficking, bringing in bandidos, terrorists, and from other countries, and a litany of other negative things, then why not simply use the legal system? Right? Of course I'm right. She says the majority of these illegals are being dropped off in New York City, 125,000. That's a day in the life in Texas. I know they come in through the portal and then they disperse. But let me tell you, go to a Texas border town and tell me how well they disperse. I grew up in Texas. Told you guys my illegal experiences. Mike used to come to the ranch every single summer. Work, send his money home. We'd see him. He'd wave. We knew he was gone. And then he'd come back. And every year we'd go, I wonder if Mike's coming back. Wasn't our business. We weren't the ones that hired him. It was a rich couple that hired him. But he was worth every penny. Showed up every summer. I mean, maybe there was a summer he didn't show up. He had passed away. But when I was a kid, he was there every summer. Smile on his face, broken English, learning a little bit here and there, but ready to work. Different breed of immigrant at that time. Not anymore. Anyway, Hochul says the border's too open. Too many people coming to New York City. And even though they pride themselves on being diverse, enough is enough. They got to put limits in place. She says she wants to see more controls at the border. And we should not just double, but we might even need to quadruple those numbers. And here is Joe Biden going in the wrong direction.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-257-3672. 800-257-3672. 800-257-3672. That's 800-257-3672.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
My uncle's brother. You ever refer to your father as that? My aunt's sister. Almost messed it up, didn't I? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. The left have done a pretty good job of trying to make people believe that Joe Biden has completely cut ties with Hunter, that everything that we're talking about is conspiratorial, it's nonsense. How dare you want to impugn the great reputation of this man with a stellar record of achievement in politics? Can you imagine if you really looked at Joe Biden's record? I'm talking about his votes, what he got passed. I'm talking about really introspective on what did he do in politics. Now, don't misunderstand me. You're a body. The Senate is a body. He gets credit for bills that, good, bad, or indifferent. I'm not trying to detract anything away from that. But what about what he initiated, what came to fruition based on his intellect, his, you know, what he engendered himself, what he said, you know, this is my idea. I think this would be a great idea, and it goes through. And what are the ramifications of it on the America at large? What do you think he's accomplished? Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, folks. Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. You know what I get sick of? I get sick of people who pad their resume for no reason. Why do it? You've done things. Maybe it's good early on. Maybe I probably did it a little myself, right? You want to make yourself look good. I use this quote all the time. A man never gets any better than his resume. But there comes a point where you just say, look, here's who I am. You either like it or you don't. And I think that's a level of maturity in psychological terms. They call it self-actualization. It's a level of maturity where you say, I don't care what you think. And I call it, you know, leave old man alone syndrome, because you may get an old man to the point where he says, you know what, it's worth the prison sentence to just kill you. Anyway, I don't think Joe Biden's reached that. I don't think he ever will. I don't think these Machiavellian leftists, and when you hear me use that term, it means win at all costs. Doesn't matter who suffers or whatever, it is on you. I watched this show, what's it called? Oh, you know what it's called? It's got Remy, what's his name, the guy that did Bohemian Rhapsody, and he plays a hacker. And one of the guys that's a CTO, a young guy, he and his wife epitomize Machiavellian types of things, that there is nothing they're not willing to do to get ahead, including murder. And you say to me, or maybe you think this, come on, Kevin, people, okay, what, have you not watched enough TV? Read the articles. People will run over you in a Mack truck to get what you have. And I don't know about you, but I've never wanted to get what I had at the expense of others. I've always wanted to earn it. But you have to know these people exist. Joe Biden runs a family business. That business used America as leverage for the family piggy bank. And the rules were clear. Don't mention Joe Biden by name, even his secret email accounts. Now, only a fool at this point would pretend that Joe Biden isn't the head of the Biden crime family, or that he hasn't sold America out for personal gain. We don't need any new evidence, but it keeps on coming. And there was a tweet, and I've referenced it in the earlier parts of this particular broadcast, but it talks about Joe Biden's level of corruption and the fact that Hunter Biden's text message to his Chinese energy business partners calling his daddy his uncle's brother will be attending meetings. Now, my uncle's brother will be attending meetings. It was a cover-up. It was, don't use Joe's name, don't use his title, use something that's a ref. So I don't know how many brothers his uncle has. Maybe there's 14 Biden boys. But who attended the meetings? James Biden told FBI agents that he and Hunter were trying to help this Chinese energy company purchase U.S. energy assets while they believe the company's chairman was directly tied to Chinese President Xi Jinping. Rob Walker, you've heard the story, but you need to hear the gory details. Rob Walker, who was a business partner, also confirmed that Biden attended the meeting with CEFC Chairman Yi Jianming, who Hunter and James considered a protege of President Xi. So when you look at our energy policy as an example, okay? I mean, it's probably a stretch. But isn't it amazing that we went away from energy independence to the Biden family working with Burisma Energy Company, an energy company in Romania, and the Chinese energy company, CEFC, in order to upend America's energy infrastructure? The Bidens received millions of dollars from CEFC, including a multi-million dollar wire transfer from CEFC's Patrick Ho, who Hunter, you've heard it yourself, called the spy chief of China.
Ho got arrested by the DOJ. Why? He was bribing African politicians with millions in cash for the country's oil rights. This is a guy buying up critical infrastructure through the nefarious means in countries all around the world, particularly impoverished countries where he could work with, you ready for this? Third world dictators. Now, why did Biden participate in these meetings? These meetings did nothing except enrich his family by selling U.S. energy assets. Now, look, we can talk about Burisma and getting choking, you know, fired. But now we're talking about working with the Chinese, working with the spy and the right-hand man of the Communist Party president. Unbelievable. Direct ties. Now, if this were Donald Trump, I would have abandoned him with a quickness. I would have been like, what? Are you kidding me? The guy that we thought was going to be the savior of America is doing this? Mr. America First? Mr. Make America Great Again? But you know who was making the Chinese have to earn it, have to earn every dollar they got from us? Donald Trump. But who's actually being prosecuted and persecuted over this? Donald Trump, the guy who and the guy who is selling America out barrel by barrel of oil, Joe Biden, is being overlooked. The entirety of the Biden family worked directly with the highest levels of the Chinese government to compromise America's energy enterprises, and one of their key contacts was known as, in Hunter Biden's own words, the spy chief of China. Now, interestingly, all of this evidence was previously validated by Hunter Biden. Only a couple of years ago, Hunter whined to a friend in a conversation almost verbatim with what I just told you. And you know what? The DOJ can't seem to find any evidence. This is insane. And you know what? It ain't getting away with it. I don't know if I got to go to jail for another J6 farce, but I'm going to tell you. And speaking of J6, we're going to talk more about this guy Bowman. Because what he did, I didn't even realize this, I was talking to Paris, what he did was far worse than January 6th, than anything that people did on January 6th. This guy yelled fire in the theater. That's essentially what he did. But he did it to obstruct Congress. That's what terrorists do. He might as well have called in a bomb threat. You get it? Doesn't seem like much, but it is. And it falls in line with all the things that they claim these J6 people did. And if there is justice, there ought to be. I got to tell you, I wish I were an attorney at this point where I could go get these people out of jail, because I would be fighting tooth and nail for them if I had that skill set. This is outrageous what's happening in this country. And this is a perfect example. This story we're talking about right now, much more evidence against Joe Biden. This clown won't use his regular email, uses multiple emails, burner phones, hides his bank accounts, everything. His tax records, nothing you've gotten from Biden is legit. Boy, let it be a Republican, and specifically, let it be Donald Trump, and see what we'd be dealing with. We are well past the time for a fiddle fricking around with these Democrats and the rest of the establishment, especially this dirty DOJ. This impeachment inquiry has begun and it needs to move fast, but here are the prevailing sentiments. Imagine if Trump did it, getting paid by the commies and taking pages out of the commie handbook while they're at it. Yeah, but Jared Kushner, right? And Ivanka. Sarcasm. Here's more. There just isn't any proof. He lost and you're in a cult. China Joe. Those are the prevailing sentiments.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.